Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.
You love her. I love her. It's an absolute treat, an absolute honour to catch up with Toot Toot each and every week to find out what's going down around the grounds. Toot Toot, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, JB. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm not too bad. Operating one-handed, but I'm powering through, as always.
As always. And I know you can do that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone can operate one hand, can't they?
I guess so. Well, we'll find out. Now, what's going on around the grounds this weekend?
Righto, we're going to move forward to Sunday, and then we're going to reverse back to Saturday.
Okay.
First off, we're going to go to Sunday. We're going to go to the Overlander Market.
Oh, yes.
We're there on Sunday. Who doesn't love going to the market?
Isn't it something special this time around? Did I invent that in my head?
Well, it's getting very, very close to Christmas, as you know. 39 days, that's all. Just letting all the viewers know. 39 days in case you're not ready. I'm not ready.
Bloody hell, not at all.
But, some homemade Christmas goodies up there and lots of other things. Soaps, and they've got there's John's up there with his coins and all sorts of little knick-knack things and tea towels and lady up there with beautiful boards and cutting boards and just all sorts of stuff.
Great way to kick off your Sunday, isn't it? Great spot to head on down there.
Absolutely. And then we're going to revert back and we're going to go to Saturday, which is obviously tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to head to Julia Creek. They're having a beach party at their races.
Ooh! I was going to say, Julia Creek's having a beach party. Right.
Party in the outback, mate. Best dressed individual, best dressed couple. Live music, gates open at 12 p.m. Oh, I've got a tip.
Oh, yep, she does. She always does. What's your donkey, Toot Toot?
Righto, race 4, number 4.
Yep.
And it's called World of Pain.
World of Pain, that doesn't sound good.
No. Now, JB.
What?
I'm possibly going to be in a World of Pain come Sunday.
Where is Toot Toot? That's what we want to know.
That's what you want to know. I'm going to go and have quite a few beverages.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon.
A few lemonades. Okay, at the lake.
With a few friends from work.
Yeah.
Because I've been in Mount Isa on Monday for 20 years.
20 years. That is...
20 years.
1 second. Bear with me. 1 second. Okay. We got to hit this one.
Okay.
Happy 20-year anniversary between Toot Toot and Mount Isa.
Absolutely. You know what? So you heard it right. 20 years. I was coming for two, but now I'm wondering if you can do a poll up on the Hit FM Facebook page to see now if I'm worthy of being a local.
Being a local. 20 years?
Yep. I don't know.
How long do you have to be? Well, I want to do that poll on the show. How long do you have to live somewhere to become a local?
Exactly.
How long do you have you had to have been in Mount Isa to become a local?
Yep.
Well, if anyone has any answers for that, 13, 12, 16 is the number. Toot Toot, an absolute pleasure. And I'll come back to you with the answer.
Absolutely. All right, listeners, and you, of course, JB, have a fabulous weekend. And just one last thing. Toot.
Get up with JB.
On Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
It's an old school. Mount Isa's Hit 102.5, the Royal Flying Doctor Service. We all know about them. We all know about some of the amazing work they do, but I haven't actually had anyone on the show from the Royal Flying Doctor Service, so I would like to introduce the Manager of Clinical and Base Operations, a.k.a. MCBO, Katrina, to the show. Welcome, Katrina.
Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Now, we're just talking off air. MCBO, M-C-B-O, is the acronym for your title because it is pretty long and I have a short attention span, so we might shorten it just for this chat, shall we?
Not a problem.
Now, from what I hear, taking care of other people in the region has been a big part of your life. 15 years, correct?
Yes. So I have been a bush nurse and midwife for over 15 years throughout the Mount Isa, Longreach and Cape York regions. So I've been around the traps for a while.
In that time, I assume there's been some incredible and touching stories. Is there anything that stands out in particular for you?
I suppose the main thing is when you're a bush nurse, you not only get to look after the people when they're unwell, but then you get to look after them and get to see them when they are well. So that's really special for a bush nurse or a remote area nurse, that you're able to actually get to know the people on a much better capacity throughout their entire life, either healthy or not. So it's really special when you're a part of the community and then you get to, you know, be that caring person when their time of need is there, when they're not feeling the greatest.
It is something really special, isn't it? And I'm curious to know, have you ever, like, are you friends to this day with anyone that you met in the worst of circumstances and they've been nursed back to health and now you know them as a friend?
Yes, and certainly I used to nurse in my hometown back down in the Darling Downs.
Yep.
And so that's always really special. Two friends that I have known my entire life, I had the pleasure and the absolute honour of actually birthing their baby.
Oh, isn't that nice being a major part of it as well? That's something really special. Now,
yeah.
With the Royal Flying Doctor Service, a lot of people have a fair gist of what you do, but is there anything that maybe the general public don't know about the Royal Flying Doctor Service in terms of what you do on a day-to-day basis?
So the Royal Flying Doctor Service started off as a way of helping those in those far-flung corners of Australia in the times of need, so emergency healthcare. But the Royal Flying Doctors have expanded themselves now so that they also cover primary health care or GP services. So we fly to quite a number of places around the state where there's only a nurse or no health services and provide GP services and maternal and child health services. Royal Flying Doctors also has a mental health to it, in which we support those with a mental health condition. And then there's also the dental services. So there's a big dental truck getting around the bush that's able to do everything that's required a normal dentist would do, but it's in a semi-trailer.
I remember back in the day of primary school, you get the van. Is it a similar type of idea, but in a big semi that goes right across the outback?
It's very similar to the good old dental truck at the school, but it's just a lot bigger and it's in a semi-trailer. It's an absolute spectacular sight. And so that truck gets around the back end of Queensland doing dental services in these tiny little towns.
That is really cool. I didn't even realise how much preventative work or like just overall general healthcare work that the Royal Flying Doctor Service did. So that's been a lot of information to me anyway. So that's really cool to hear. Now, the Royal Flying Doctor Service does appreciate the help of the general public where they can. If anyone wants to help out, donate, just maybe lend a hand in any way to the Royal Flying Doctor Service, how can they do that?
Look, the Royal Flying Doctor Service did commence as a charity, and we still have a charity sense to it, and we're very much appreciative, but also reliant on the goodwill of communities throughout Australia to be able to support us. So there's many ways in which anyone can help out. There's little collection tins throughout many outback stores and pubs and all of that you can chuck a few spare dollars in, or you can ring up and donate some money. We're appreciative to any help whatsoever, even just saying hi or spreading the good word of what the Royal Flying Doctor Service does. And it's not just about landing a plane and helping those in an emergency. There's lots of other things that we do.
Yeah, amazing. It's been great to get a first-hand word, I guess, from yourself of what you actually do as a part of the Royal Flying Doctor Service. Now, if someone does want to get in contact, what would that number be?
So they can ring the Mount Isa base on 4743 2800, and any of the administration officers here will be able to help someone if they're willing to give a hand to the RFDS in any capacity.
An amazing team and amazing work continuing. Thank you very much for helping all the people across the northwest and the outback of Australia and the continued work you will do. And thanks for jumping on the show, Katrina.
Thanks for having me.